We did it. What can I say? The truth. I'm not sure what that means.
You heard it from... My mom is too normal for your stupid question, Anon Anon. Okay. They said, what's the coolest place you've been? Tell them the story of when you got hijacked on a flight to Cuba.
Okay, well, that was my first experience going out to college. Back in 1979, off to Miami. It was at the time the Cubans were doing a lot of hijacking from Florida to get to Cuba. So I got aboard, and everybody said not to worry. And I'm sitting in the back of the plane reading a book when I all of a sudden noticed this little Cuban guy screaming in Spanish that he was hijacking the plane and whipped out a bomb that looked like they were candles that were actually wrapped up, and he was holding the lighter. So he held a woman inside the bathroom, and the stewardess at the time was tired of being hijacked so much that she came up with a plan and told another flight attendant when he goes to pull out the lighter, she would take the phone calling the pilot and knock the lighter out of his hand. Their plan followed through. When he bent down to pick up the lighter, five or six people jumped on top of him, took the woman he held in the bathroom out, threw him in the bathroom, and we proceeded en route to land in Miami. That was my experience. I got to school, and by that time, I wanted to swim home or ride a bike. I didn't even want to go on the plane, and the principal of my college said it wasn't that bad. The last crowd of students on their way actually landed in Cuba, and Castro gave them a full dinner and sent them back. I really didn't care if I had dinner in Cuba.
Wow. And you said nobody believed you until they saw it on the news, right?
Well, I cried so much that I interfered with his plan, and he asked me to go sit up front. There, I saw a girl putting lipstick on and another man getting worried his mother would be mad if he was late for his sister's wedding. Meanwhile, I thought they were insane because we were going to blow up.
Wow. That's a hell of a story. Somebody asked, what is the happiest moment you've had with me?
When he won his youth for outstanding scholarship to Japan for the first time at age 15.
Wow, nice. Let's see. Any other interesting questions? Let's see. People are asking things.
We're on our way to California. We're thinking about going to the convention.
They said to embarrass me. Say something to embarrass me.
Well, he was young when he was little, and we were living down the shore. This is a good one. We were very close to the beach. Therefore, everybody went out to the beach thinking Jamie was coming to follow. When we noticed Jamie was not with us, everybody, including the entire neighborhood, was running all over the beach screaming for his name. And he would not answer. We were looking all over the house, the beaches, up and down the streets. And finally, his great-grandmother found him hidden behind the curtains inside the house, but he would not come out and answer. The funniest part was in 20 minutes, my father had disappeared and came home with a wooden fence to